Hello guys, this is Clint. Now this is kind of a correction and an explanation about what you're about to hear with me and Travis. Doing a podcast with Travis is highly interesting. You never know what's going to come out, and I get distracted watching him, get nervous when I'm asking him questions. It's kind of entertaining, but I did make some mistakes on this, and I want to explain this before you go listen to it because I don't want to give out bad information. When we're talking about the hunter-gatherers, and we're talking about did they live longer than us or do we live longer than them, and just thinking about things a little bit, when you're looking at how we do the data today, back then, older people, since they didn't consider children really human beings and they died at such a rate, especially during childbirth and stuff like that, they really didn't start keeping records of children till 15. So if you're taking away 15 years of a lifespan and then adding it to something where you're just checking the wisdom teeth, you can see how that gets really short if you're comparing it from modern days where it's from day one to the day that hospice takes you away today. It's just the statistics, the way that they're taken, but they're being used as a correlation between the two, and they're not. That was the main thing. But in here I say today we don't do it between age 15 and younger, but I actually meant the other way. So I just want to make that part true. And the main point of all that is, basically, is you need to think for yourself. Now, there's another part towards the end where we talk about some things that may get some of you very uncomfortable. I know Travis was bouncing around on his little bucket pretty hard. And I am not saying that porn is good. I'm not saying that it's righteous or virtuous. I'm not putting any moral or value on what the porn is. That is not the point at all of what it is. I'm not saying good, bad, or ugly. It's information. That's the way that we're looking at the analytics on the porn, just to show a point with all of the shaming and all of the self-degradation that goes on today with younger people because everybody thinks they know what everybody else is thinking and everybody else is pretty much lying to everybody because they want to be part of the tribe and they don't want anybody to look at them funny, and especially when you're young, you're scared to death someone's going to think you're a little bit unusual. That's what it is, but I'm giving no moral or value projections on the porn itself. That's not the point. The point is the analytics of what guys are actually watching. So since you know that's going to be at the end of this, if you've got young ones in, it doesn't go into anything dirty, but it does talk about a couple of categories that I think it would be helpful if for just the younger people in America not to be so wiretight and do such drastic things to try to fit in. Because what we didn't talk about is when you look at black women and black girls, they don't have the same shame and guilt over not having the perfect body that girls think guys want, and the models are telling them that they want, and what advertising is saying they want. That's one good thing about the black community. The women have really great body image no matter what that image is. And I just think that'd be kind of neat if white girls could mimic that just a little bit. So I wanted to make the correction when we're talking about the hunter-gatherer. I did get kind of back, and we went back and forth and I got kind of messed up. Basically, this is statistics are never even close to being the same, but people are using them to come up with an answer on hunter-gatherers and stuff like that. In the modern civilization is so much better because of longer life, but the statistics don't even match. So it's just thinking for yourself, critically thinking, and I have a feeling you're going to enjoy this show. And I will admit I got a little bit tongue twisted when I was trying to go through the Joe Salatin stuff on the USDA. So just kind of work with me there. It's to me, I would never be able to get Travis to be as honest as he was last night if we redid it, because he already knows what the topics are. So I'm putting this up here just to kind of, apologize for stumbling a little bit on the Joel Salatin thing and getting some facts backwards on the wrong statistics on the hunter-gatherer. And I'm giving no approval of the values for porn. I'm just saying that these are the analytics and there's maybe something we can learn with it. So enjoy.